Many of the Jews had come to Martha and Mary to comfort them about their brother Lazarus, who had died. When Martha heard that Jesus was coming, she went to meet him, but Mary sat at home. Martha said to Jesus, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. But even now I know whatever you ask of God, he will give you." Jesus said to her, "Your brother will rise." Martha replied, "I know he will rise in the resurrection on the last day." Jesus told her, "I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me, even though he die, will live. And no one who lives and believes in me will ever die. Do you believe this?" She said to him, "Yes, Lord. I have come to believe that you are the Christ, the Son of God, the one who is coming into the world." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
July has two of the great days of ecclesiastical reparation. The first is on July 3rd. The second is on July 29th. July 3rd, we celebrate St. Thomas, but he's known, of course, as Doubting Thomas. It's an opportunity for us to focus on Thomas's incredible faith, which is supposed to be imitated until death. Likewise, on July 29th, as we celebrate St. Martha, so many Christians look at her as a woman with her priorities mixed up. And yet, she is one of extraordinary faith in the Lord. We celebrate saints' feast days, not merely because we count on their intercession, because the Church has lifted them up as examples to emulate. Today, we can focus on what we need to imitate in St. Martha, and we can ponder four things. The first is her hospitality. When St. Luke, in his 10th chapter, talks about Jesus is going to Bethany, St. Luke says he was welcomed by Martha into her home. Not welcomed by Martha and Mary, not welcomed by Lazarus, Martha and Mary, welcomed by Martha. Because she was the one who really performed all of those deeds of hospitality. Likewise, in the opening prayer, as we heard, "O God, you whose son was welcomed by Martha into her home." We use that as the ground of a prayer by which we were asking him to welcome us with the same hospitality in his house in heaven, where the Pope lives and where all the cardinals meet as they elect a successor of St. Peter, where they all sleep, is called the Domus Sancta Martha, because it's a sign of the type of hospitality that should always be given. With St. Benedict, she is known as the great patron of welcoming. So we all have so much to learn from her in terms of how we make room for Christ. And as we make room for him in the sacraments, in his word, in the poor, and others who are sent to us, we are much more greatly equipped to be able to welcome everyone and everything he sends. Second great virtue of Martha is loving service. The beginning of the 12th chapter of St. John's Gospel, after Jesus raised Lazarus from the dead, Martha, St. John tells us, threw a party. If there were ever was a party in a need to be thrown, it was then, through a party. And it says that she ministered to the guests. Ministerium is this word for God like God-sent service. And that's what Martha carried out. We see that when she would welcome Jesus and likely the apostles to their home in Bethany. She worked so hard to serve. In that dialogue, many people can draw excessive conclusions, as if Jesus was saying that we should all be seated at his feet exclusively. He was saying something different. Martha was worried and anxious about many things. And Jesus had come to their home principally to feed, not to be fed, to serve rather than to be served. It wasn't that Martha was doing anything wrong. It was just that Martha had missed the even bigger point of Jesus' visit. And Jesus wanted, with love, to help her to be able to receive his ministrations, as she, out of love, was ministering to him. Jesus had said elsewhere, "I was hungry and you fed me." And what Martha was doing was a thing of love. Right after this scene in Bethany, Jesus preaches the parable of the Good Samaritan to show that it's not those who pass by the other side doing nothing that please him, but those who cross the road and actually sacrifice to care for others. So Jesus was always appreciative of Martha's loving service. But that loving service is not the most important thing. It's allowing the Lord to lovingly serve us first, so that in tandem with him, we can carry out a different and deeper type of love. The third great virtue St. Martha teaches us is faith. And that we see on great display, one of the two great displays, one of the three great displays in the Gospel. First is Mary in Nazareth. The second is Peter in Capernaum about the Eucharist. And the third is right here. Martha had sent a note to Jesus saying that Lazarus was ill and at the point of death. And Jesus waited. He waited, he said, so that the glory of God might be revealed. And on that fourth day, the Jews, because of an interpretation of the prophet prophet Amos, had thought that resurrection was possible until that third day, but once you had the fourth day, it was over. Jesus waited until that fourth day, and then he went. And Martha came on out, probably saying with a tone of a gentle upbraid, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died." But then we see her faith. She had, without question, heard about what Jesus had done for the daughter of Jairus, the synagogue official, or done for the widow who had lost her only son in Nain. But those miracles had happened moments, or at most an hour or two after death. This was on the fourth day. Yet, even though one couldn't imagine what this would be like, it would be like going into a cemetery today and raising somebody from the dead who died 400 years ago. But even now I know that whatever you ask of God, he will give you. Jesus said the truth, "Your brother will rise." And when they were in Bethany, they probably asked the question, "What will happen after we die? Is Ezekiel's prophecy of the bones true? Will we get the sinews back and the flesh back? Is God truly the God of the living? Is Moses and Abraham and Isaac and Jacob all still alive?" And Jesus would have told them about heaven. So when he said this, "Your brother will rise," she immediately went to, "I know he will rise in the resurrection of the last day." But then Jesus wanted to communicate to her something very important that she hadn't grasped. That resurrection is not so much an event as it is a relationship. Jesus made it very personal. "I am the resurrection of life. Whoever lives and believes in me, even though he dies, will live. And no one who lives and believes in me will ever die." Do you believe this? And Martha, with a great confession, remember, faith is a belief in something on the basis of a trust in someone. Because she trusted in Jesus with her whole heart, she was able to trust in whatever he said. "Yes, Lord," she said, "I have come to believe that you are the Christ, the Son of God, the one who is coming into the world. Because I believe in you, I believe you can do anything." And then we know exactly what happened. He called Lazarus forth from the tomb. Martha's faith is meant to be emulated by us all. If we really trust in the Lord, we trust in everything he promises and how he can make those promises real right now. The fourth great virtue is her work to share the gift of Jesus with others. Immediately after that dialogue with Jesus and before the raising of Lazarus, which obviously she was ardently expecting, she had something else she wanted to do. She ran to her sister Mary and said, "Magisterat est vocate. The Master is here and he's calling you." She wanted to bring others to Jesus, and beginning with those whom she first loved. And Mary came, and like sisters who spent a lot of time together, echoed her total trust in Jesus, but also her disappointment. "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died, but even now I know that whatever you ask of God, he will give you." And that's when he went to the tomb. Similarly, Martha teaches all of us that the need not to keep Jesus to ourselves, but to bring him to others, because the Lord is present and through us calling them. These four virtues, hospitality, loving service, faith, and spreading the faith, we need to persevere in. That's why today's reading from the book of the prophet Jeremiah is so important. Jeremiah had been called and consecrated from the womb to be a prophet to the nations. He himself had got out as a young man, incapable in speech, but nevertheless filled by the Holy Spirit. But he'd become discouraged, become a contradiction. He was, rather than being met with faith, being met with opposition. His name had become censorious. He was treated as worse than the usurers, even though he wasn't dealing with money at all. So he complained, and God called him to conversion. Said, "If you convert, then I will make you strong. I will make you like a brass wall." But at the very end, he describes how that is going to happen. Even though they fight against you, they shall not prevail, for I am with you to deliver and rescue, says the Lord. I will free you from the hand of the wicked, rescue you from the grasp of the violent. Those are all future words in which God is saying that he will be in situations that he will have to be rescued, delivered, and liberated. But that as long as God is with them, he will persevere. And so, Jeremiah needed, in order to be able to continue to receive the message of the Lord and receive others, this gift of the Lord's presence, his ministry, his faith, and then his sharing as a prophet to the nations, that faith. All of it flows from what Jesus taught Martha in their home in Bethany, that we first have to let God in. We have to do everything in tandem with him. But that is the unum necessarium, the one necessary thing, and the better part, that we're always called to choose so that we might be able to continue to love God in all our efforts. Today at this Mass, we seek to welcome Jesus with the same hospitality with which Martha welcomed him in Bethany. We seek to let him feed us and serve us so that we together with him might feed and serve others. We, in response to his question, "Do you believe this?" say, "Yes, Lord, I do believe." and then we're strengthened by Him to go out to the whole world saying, the Master is still here and He's calling you. Praise be Jesus Christ.